This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. At Wimbledon today, there were two stunning upsets, with the number one women's seed, Justine Henin, losing in the semifinals, and the number three men's seed, Andy Roddick, going down in a real nail-biter in the men's quarterfinals. Bud Collins joins us from Wimbledon to catch us up on today's action, which he covers for the Boston Globe and NBC Sports, as he has since time immemorial. Bud Collins, an exciting day today.
Well, Melissa, it was Vive la France Day. Now, you have to say that. We got in 8.5 hours of tennis, which just hasn't happened at Wimbledon before with all the rainstorms. And to see Marion Bartoli, a French kid, ranked 19th in the world, knock off number one, and it was just unbelievable.
Well, what happened? How did she do it?
She did it by getting every ball back. She was persistent. She was also inspired. This was funny. She looked up into the royal box and saw the movie actor, Pierce Brosnan.
Well, that'll do it.
James Bond. And she said, what a dream come true to beat the number one player in the world and in the same place see my favorite movie actor. She was so thrilled. She's 22 years old, and she's not the best player in France. Amelia Mauresmo is the best, but she got beaten early, and here was this kid nobody expected. And she's playing Venus tomorrow for the title, and she will be the underdog, even though Venus is rated lower.
So Venus Williams, you're going to have a number 18 seed facing a number 23 seed. That's a remarkable thing in the finals.
Well, it's the all-time long-shot final, and if you were a gambler and you had wanted to bet on this kid, Bartoli, you could have gotten 100-1 when this tournament started.
Well, let's talk a bit about Venus Williams. She has been plagued by injury, had really horrible leg cramps earlier on in this tournament. How is she pulling this off?
Well, hard work and determination. She's got her boyfriend with her. She's very happy. Everybody else was complaining about the rain. Venus said the rain calmed her. She said it gave her clarity. It gave her time to think about her game. But she's playing some of the best tennis of her life. She's gunning for her third title. This is her sixth final. And she won it 2 years ago, unexpectedly, beating Lindsay Davenport by saving a match point. And she's never played this French kid, so it should be very interesting.
It's going to be great. Well, let's talk about the men's side. This nail-biter of a game, Andy Roddick, the number three seed, toppled in five sets by Richard Gasquet of France.
Well, I tell you, Gasquet has the most beautiful one-handed backhand this side of Roger Federer. And he just has been considered a prodigy since the age of nine. It's never quite worked out for him. He's had injuries. He's been over-publicized in France. He's had a lot of pressure. But today, he came through with a beautiful backhand on the last shot of the game, a dipper that caught Andy at the net. Andy netted the volley, and suddenly Gasquet, who had been behind by two sets, is right up there. And he'll be playing Roger Federer now.
And conceivably, in the finals, which will be on Sunday, you could still have a replay of the same matchup from last year, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal of Spain.
Well, I expect that. Didn't look like it for a while with Nadal because he was in 2 5-set matches. He was behind the Russian Misha Yuzhny, 2 sets to love. He came back there. It took him 5 days to get rid of Rob Soderling, a Swede, and he came close to losing that match. And he was rather upset by that. He wasn't happy with his tennis. He wasn't playing well. But now he's starting to play well, and I expect it will be a Nadal-Federer final.
How's this for pressure? Roger Federer on Sunday could win his 5th straight Wimbledon title, tying Bjorn Borg.
That's right, and Bjorn Borg will be here for it. Now, Roger seems to be facing the pressure of history. He's chasing a lot of people who are no longer around in the game of tennis. He's chasing Pete Sampras. He's chasing Bjorn Borg. And, well, he's chasing anybody who had a record. He's going for everything.
Bud Collins, there is one more stunning upset that we need to take note of in this Wimbledon tournament, and that is that this is your last Wimbledon for NBC after 35 years. They're letting you go.
I've had 35 terrific years, and I've enjoyed Wimbledon, and I'll be back certainly as a writer, and who knows? But I enjoyed my years with NBC, and right now I'm enjoying this tournament tremendously.
Well, Bud Collins, it's good of you to join us. Thanks so much, and enjoy your last broadcasts.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I'm sure I will.